This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الناس تقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما علموا عباد الله أن أحسن الكلام كلام الله تبارك وتعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم ما بعد عباد الله My dear brothers and sisters, ever wondered why the ummah stays strong regardless of what happens, even though we say general weakness in the Muslim world and around the world as well too? We see weakness in the Muslim world, but still, despite the weakness of leadership and the absence of it in some Muslim communities, mashallah, alhamdulillah, the Muslim communities thriving and they stay strong. Even for us here in the West, you look, there is no unified leadership. There's no one person leading the whole community in one direction. But still you see pockets of these beautiful Muslim communities thriving and being strong. Being strong and influential as well too. Regardless of how small they are, but they have that influence in the society and around the world. Ever wondered where is this strength is coming from? Where is it coming from? What makes the ummah strong and what are the reasons for that? I want to share with you a few of these things from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that even at times of hardships and difficulty, as we fall, we feel low and the morale is very low in the Muslim community, I want to bring you that glimpse of hope, so that regardless of what you see, it's happening around the world, and particularly what's happening in Palestine today and in Lebanon and around the world, what can we learn from? How can we stay strong, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala? You see, nowadays, many historians, they try to explain the world and the history of the world from a very materialistic point of view. No matter how much they try, they will fail explain, you know, this phenomena. Unless you believe in a faith-based communities. Unless you believe in that. Because civilization never flourished unless it had a book and a mission. If there is no mission or vision that you follow, you will never flourish. And as an ummah, that's what we have, and that's what makes us strong. From the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah azza wa jal says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُدَافِعُ عَنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ خَوَّانٍ كَفُورٍ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it clear, indeed Allah defends those who believe. Surely Allah does not like whomever is deceitful, ungrateful. أُذِنَ لِلَّذِينَ يُقَاتَلُونَ بِأَنَّهُمْ ظُلِمُوا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى نَصْرِهِمْ لَقَدِيرٌ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, permission to fight back is hereby granted to those being fought, for they have been wronged, and Allah is truly most capable of helping them prevail. Who are they? Who Allah is speaking about? قَالَ الَّذِينَ أُخْرِجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ بِغَيْرِ حَقٍ Those who have been driven out and expelled from their homelands, from their towns, بِغَيْرِ حَقٍ with no haq, no right, إِلَّا أَن يَقُونَ رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ except that they say, our Lord is Allah. And Allah then said, وَلَوْلَا دَفْعُ اللَّهِ النَّاسِ ولولا دفع الله الناس بعضهم ببعض لهدمت صوامع وبيع ومساجد يذكر فيها اسم الله كثيرا ولينصر الله من ينصره ان الله لقوي عزيز Had Allah not repelled the aggression of some people by means of others, destruction would have surely claimed monasteries, churches, synagogues, and mosques in which Allah's name is often mentioned. Allah will certainly help those who stand up for Him. Allah is truly all-powerful, almighty. These ayat came as a result of what happened in the early years of the Prophet ﷺ live in Medina. When the people from Mecca, when the Muhajirin, they traveled to Medina, they were never called to defend themselves or fight actually. They were just supposed to avoid any conflict until one of those expeditions or patrolling around Medina, they clashed with a group from the Mushrikeen who were traveling in that area. They clashed with them. And it happened to be in one of those sacred months, which is considered very sacred to the Arabs, even before Islam. And then they start taunting the Prophet ﷺ, look what you did. You violated the sacred months. How could you call yourself a religious person? That you respect these months and these days. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He revealed this ayah to the Prophet ﷺ, defending the believers in that moment. Like, what are you talking about? You talk about the sacred months when you have violated everything, every sacred thing in this life. You've killed the innocent. You went after the poor. You expelled them out of their homes. You destroyed, you know, everything. And now you're going to care about just because this conflict happened in the sacred months. And Allah says, Allah defends these people. He will defend them. And He gave them permission to fight back. But then, after that was established, what keeps the ummah strong? Allah says, الَّذِينَ إِن مَكَّنَّاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ أَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةِ وَآتَوُوا الزَّكَاةِ وَأَمَرُوا بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَنَهَوْا عَنِ الْمُنكَرِ وَلِلَّهِ عَاقِبَةُ الْأُمُورِ. They are those who, if established in the land by us, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, would perform salah, pay their zakah, encourage that which is good and forbid that which is evil, and with Allah rest the outcome of all affairs. My dear brothers and sisters, in short, what keeps this ummah very strong is that we are an ummah of purpose. If you have lost your purpose, there is nothing really to stand for. Then you stand for nothing. And you can always be confused and exhausted and tired because now you're pursuing illusions. If you have no really true purpose, then you're going to get lost. And if your purpose is not the reason why you've been created for, you're going to get even exhausted because you're going to keep disappointed every time you follow up or pursue a dream or what you think that it's your goal and your purpose. You're going to get disappointed. Obviously, there are goals that you need to accomplish in this life, but what is the ultimate purpose? You are an ummah of a message, of a risalah. You've been purposely chosen to be the last ummah for a reason. No messengers are going to come after you. No prophets will come to lead the world after the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was left for the followers of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi to lead the world to that which is righteous. And Allah subhanahu made it in short that those, when we give them now the opportunity, they will worship their Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, they pray, they give zakah, and they also stand for justice in that which is right and forbid that which is wrong. Like you have a risale, you have a mission. And if you don't follow it, if you don't fulfill that, once again, you're going to get weaker and you get lost. So here's the summary of what makes us strong, my dear brothers and sisters. I want you to pay attention to this. And keep this ingrained in your heart to keep us strong as small communities, as families, and as individuals. These are the main points that we need to make what keep us always strong. Number one, for us as an ummah, the most important thing for us is our aqidah, our faith. We are a faith-based community. You know what? There are many other groups out there call themselves faith-based communities. But how much you feel or you see people are true to that faith? And what type of faith is that anyway? What does it promote to the people? And here we see that we are truly a faith-based community and we're willing to sacrifice everything for that faith. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the seer, although in terms of some of the ulama, they say it's not actually a strong narration, but when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was confronted by his uncle Abu Talib, who's been pressured so much by the Meccans, like, why don't you call your nephew to stop what he's doing? And Abu Talib, he said, okay, I'll try, but I don't guarantee any success in that. And he went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he said, ya Muhammad, look, your people want to bargain with you. They want you to stop what you're doing. And if you want my protection, then look, I want to support you, but make it easy on me as well. And that's when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told his uncle, Abu Talib, qala ya am, listen to me, my uncle. Wallahi, I swear to God, la wada'u shamsa fi yamini, wal qamara fi yasari. Look, let them put the sun in my right hand, bring the moon in my left hand. If they give me both, the sun and the moon in my hands, to leave this, I would never leave it. I would never leave it, never abandon my faith. Can you imagine a statement like this, Jama'ah? Like someone says, like, give me the stars, I won't let go of this, because it's more important to me, more valuable than anything that you could ever think that you would give me. Look at Bilal. Bilal radiallahu anhu warda, what was he? He was a slave in Mecca. Like what does he have to lose? But he was sacrificing everything. And the dearest thing to him, his life at that time. For what? For his faith. When he was dragged in the sun, tortured to leave Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his faith, what did he say? Ahadun ahad. Says, I believe in one and only one. That's what made him strong. And that's what made his enemies weak. Because when they see that level of power that they don't possess, that spiritual strength that they don't have, they freak out. Because they know they cannot stand that kind of, you know, level of torture they put on Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu wa arda. Abu Sufyan radiallahu ta'ala anhu wa arda, when he was standing before the Hercules in Asham, the king of the Romans, he was standing before him and he was asking about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he received the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's message. And he told him about the people who follow him. He said, you know, those who follow him are the weakest amongst us and the poor. He said, yeah, for sure, because those are usually the ones who follow the prophets first. He said, do they increase or they decrease? Because they never decrease, they always increase. Because that's true, because this is the effect of the sweetness of faith when it enters the hearts. Like they have severed the sweetness of Iman, and that's why they would never let go of it. Can you imagine, my dear brothers and sisters, the sweetness of Iman, the Sahaba, they savor in that moment. And how Abu Sufyan, the leader of the Meccan at the time, when he heard that from the king of the Romans, on his way out, he tells the people around him, he says, don't you see that the matter of Muhammad has become so great that this man, the king of the Romans, is scared of him. He wasn't scared of Muhammad, the shepherd. He wasn't scared of Muhammad, the illiterate. He was scared of Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who brings a message that he knows is going to be so powerful that will remove all the illusion that they've been creating as an alternative to Allah's message to the world. So we are an ummah of aqeedah, my dear brothers and sisters. We are an ummah living for a purpose with the akhirah always in mind. I tell you what, if you take the akhirah out of your mind, you're gone. You're going to live for your body, for your lusts, for your desires, for this world. That's it. And you can imagine, how much can you get out of it anyway? No matter how much you try, how much satisfaction does it give anyway? And that's why people get exhausted pursuing this dunya and this world. But living with the akhirah in mind, that's powerful. That makes you above everything in this dunya that you think sacred. Any position of this world becomes irrelevant, because I believe in something that is more powerful, way above that. Brothers and sisters, the second thing that makes us ummah, as a strong ummah here, is that we have an identity that we pursue. And what is that? Innamal mu'minuna ikhwa. We believe we are brothers and sisters, we're one family. Wherever we go, subhanAllah, how many times you travel in a Muslim country, or not even a Muslim country, anywhere in the world, and you meet a random Muslim, subhanAllah, and just the kind of bond that happens instantly, it's just like weird. Just by saying, Assalamu alaikum, oh, you're Muslim too, oh, mashallah, what are you doing here? And suddenly you're just having dinner together. Can you imagine how sweet and beautiful that is? Where does this happen, Jama'ah? Unless you are a person of purpose, that your connection is beyond the blood ties, it's beyond the color of your skin. It's aqeedah, it's that faith that we share together, that bonds us as one community. That's our identity. If you start getting divided over interests and over color of skin and cultural boundaries and so on, we get divided, we get weaker. But as long as we have that sense of brotherhood and sisterhood, which is why the Prophet ﷺ said, look, the believers are like one people, one group, just like one wall, one structure. يَشُدُّ بَعْضُهُ بَعْضًا. We strengthen each other. And he did that, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with his hand. And he's showing us that we are together like this, like one structure. This is how strong we can be if we follow that and pursue that goal. And obviously, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen, as a result of that, we always think of each other versus what this culture is pursuing or promoting to the society. The absolute radical individualism, that you live for your own reason, your own personal existence, that becomes their God that they worship. And again, how much is that going to fulfill them? But feeling that you live for the community as well too, it is very, very fulfilling, because we've been designed for this, to help one another, not to live independent from one another. The third thing, my dear brothers and sisters, that makes us strong, that we are people of the truth, and we pursue the truth. Ilm, knowledge, is important for us in our deen. Unfortunately, we're falling way behind on this as an ummah. I'm not meaning by that the knowledge of the dunya. Alhamdulillah, we have many successful people in that regard. But in the past, the average Muslim's knowledge used to be way higher than many, many knowledgeable people of our time. The average Muslim's knowledge in their deen was way higher than many educated people of our time today. And why is that? Because we really put the ilm in the right order of priority. You see, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Quran, He didn't reveal do or work or... He said, iqra, read. Brothers and sisters, can you even imagine? Just put that in perspective. What is the greatest miracle of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What is it exactly? You're going to say the Quran, right? I'll tell you what is it. It's a book. Kitab. That's what Allah called the Quran. He called it Kitabun Unzila Ilayk. There's a book that was revealed to you. Allah's greatest miracle of the Prophet ﷺ was a book and is a book. What does that mean? What does a book really, what does a book here kind of like represent? Present knowledge, power, all of that. And the first thing Allah says, Iqra, read. Read it. Read this book. And He says, Subhanahu allama al-insana ma lam ya'lam. He taught the insan what he knew nothing before. Knowledge is important. My dear brothers and sisters, ask yourself about the level of your religious knowledge. Ask yourself about the level of your religious knowledge. Is it better than your grandmother? Is it higher than that? I don't know. But if you're not really upgrading your ilm and your knowledge and you only expect your knowledge to grow just randomly by itself like this, that's not going to help you. And with all due respect, our khutab al-jum'ah do not necessarily give you knowledge. It gives you motivation. You need knowledge? You need to come and sit in the masjid, go to the halaqah, go to the ilm, stand for hours, read books, a jama'ah. That's what you need to do. Learn with the shaykh. That's how you do it, and that's how you stay strong. But when we lack our religious knowledge, again, our average Muslim person is not at that level. You can see when the fault lines start being created in the entire ummah. And the last thing, my dear brothers and sisters, we are an ummah of a mission. We've been given responsibility. And that responsibility is al-amr bil-ma'ruf wa-nahy anil-munkar. We the last, again, the ummah of the last line on that frontier against chaos in this world. You stand for principles. You stand for justice. You stand for that which is right and which is wrong. You just defend that's haqq. You're the only people that still stands, you know, for the purpose, for virtue. When many, many other groups, they start crumbling against the pressure, we still stand, you know, for virtue. Can you imagine al-amr bil-ma'ruf wa-nahy al-munkar when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us this responsibility and He says, kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat lin-nas, the best nation ever produced to mankind. For what reason? Because of the color of our skin? Because of our language? No. قَالْ تَأْمُرُ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ because you enjoin good, forbid evil. You promote that which is right, forbid that which is evil, and that which is wrong. And He says, وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ and you believe in Allah Azza wa Jal. He mentioned the result of that iman first, which means because of this iman, you always promote good and forbid evil. Once you stop doing that, once we stop the da'wah in our ummah, in our community, we start falling behind big time. Brothers and sisters, being strong in times of weakness is very important. And it was given to us clearly in the Quran. Make sure to strengthen your aqidah and your iman. Make sure that your hawiyah, your identity as a Muslim, part of a community, is strong and complete and perfect, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Increase your ilm and your knowledge in your faith. Don't settle on one level of ilm. Increase your ilm in your deen. Always, always learn something new. And make sure to promote that through your actions and that which is good, inshallah, ta'fu bi that which is evil. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who listen to the speech and follow the best of it. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ الْعَظِيمَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَانَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله رب العالمين صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters, the last thing I want to mention here for us, that alhamdulillah, keep us strong. We are an ummah of optimism, ummah of tafa'ul. We always see the best out of everything. At least that's what Allah is promoting to us in the Quran. وَعَسَى أَن تَكْرُوا شَيْئًا وَجَعَلَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. You might dislike something, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is placing so much khair and good therein for you. It doesn't matter how hard it gets, how difficult things happen in our society, in our personal life, around us, everywhere. We try to see the best out of it. What can we learn from that? How can I make it right? And we've learned that from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hayith Khabbab radiallahu ta'ala wa arda, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was lying in the shade of the Kaaba, and he came and he said, Ya Rasulullah, ala tad'u lana, ala tastansir lana. Don't you ask Allah, shouldn't you ask Allah for victory for us? Shouldn't you ask Allah to help us, Ya Rasulullah? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he sat up and he says, "Qal, look, Those were before you went through more difficult trials than yours. And he mentioned two examples. They will rip their flesh off their bones, he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they will just bury them in the ground. But they would never quit their faith and their iman. Because they know that's the most valuable thing for them. But then he said to us, وَلَكِنَّكُمْ تَسْتَعْجِلُونَ But you're very hasty people. You are very hasty people. Like everything has its time, and we're ready for it, Allah will deliver. Brothers and sisters, it's your duty, my duty, for this to be delivered, but we need to be at that level. So prepare yourself with the aqidah, with that true identity of a believer. Make sure your ilm is where it should be and at the level that it should be. And then participate in the khayr. Enjoy that which is good and forbid that which is evil. Allahumma allimna ma yanfa'na, wa anfa'na bima 'allamtana, innaka antal 'alimul hakim. Allahumma aslih ahwal muslimin fi kulli makan. أعز الإسلام والمسلمين يا رب العالمين ورد المسلمين إلى دينهم ردا جميلا اللهم انصر إخوان المسلمين في غزة يا رب العالمين انصرهم في فلسطين يا رب العالمين وفي لبنان وفي كل مكان يا رحمن يا رحيم عباد الله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صلي وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة أجمعين ومن تمم بإحسان يوم الدين وأقم الصلاة